Welcome to week one of the Lose Weight Fast Academy. Now this is the start of your journey to completely transform your body, and I hope you're really excited for the next 8 weeks and seeing the results at the end of the program. Now before you get cracking with week one, I want to make sure that you do all the tasks in the welcome page. Now most diets out there just give you a diet to follow and they don't look at anything else. So if it did work, you wouldn't be following this plan in the past. Now, there's a lot more to losing weight than just a diet and just exercise. You need to be motivated as well. You need to know how to plan and prepare. There's a lot more to it, which is why we give you the whole package rather than just telling you what to eat. So please make sure you go to the welcome page, complete all the tasks, completely prepare for the start of this program mentally as well. And once you've done that, you'll be ready to get cracking with week one and get started on your journey to transforming your body. Week 1 of the Lose Weight Fast Academy is all about building health, cleansing the body and detoxifying through following the principle of nutrition, which is eating whole natural foods which haven't been processed or had any chemicals added to them, and that preferably should be organic as well. Now in order to lose weight fast, you have to get healthy, so the faster you get healthy, the faster you're going to lose weight. So week 1 is all about building health as fast as we possibly can to really start ramping up that fat burning. Nearly all health issues are caused by two things. First one's toxic overload, second one is nutritional deficiency. Now, toxic overload can lead to weight gain. So if you're ingesting chemicals which got toxins in all daily, then your body is going to have to protect itself. Now, if you keep ingesting the toxins which poison the body, your body then stores water, it stores excess fat to blunt the effects of these toxins. Without gaining weight, it's going to poison your body. So this gaining weight and storing water around your body is actually a protective mechanism to stop you from getting poisoned. So by cutting out these toxins, we're going to help you to get healthy, but also nutritional deficiency as well. If you're not eating good foods with lots of vitamins and minerals, your body's not going to be getting what it needs to work properly. If it's not going to be working properly, it's going to end up breaking down or storing fat and not being healthy. So what we're going to look at this week is getting rid of all the toxins in your body and getting as many good foods into your body as possible to really get you healthy fast, to start losing weight fast. There has been studies done on toxins and weight gain. The National Institute of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Academy of Sciences recently examined the new phenomenon of obesogens, which are toxins that cause obesity. They studied two groups of rats eating exactly the same diet, apart from one group was exposed to pesticides. And guess what happened? The rat that was eating the more pesticides ended up gaining weight. Nothing else was different, just that it was eating toxins compared to the other rat. Now if this can happen to rats, imagine what it can happen to humans as well, because there's so much toxins out there that we're eating in the body. So in order to lose weight, one of the most important things is to cut out these toxins. Most diets out there look at methods such as calorie counting, counting points, all this, and never take into consideration the toxins that are in food and which lead to weight gain. So the first thing we're doing this week, most important thing, is cutting out any processed foods, any foods that have had any chemicals added to them. As soon as we start doing this, your body's going to detoxify and you can start losing weight a lot faster. So how do toxins lead to fat gain? Well, first of all, toxins overwork the liver, which stops the liver from doing its usual jobs of burning fat. So if you keep intaking toxins daily in your diet, then your liver wants to get rid of them as fast as possible, because your body doesn't want to be poisoned. So whilst it's trying to get rid of these toxins and detoxify, your liver can't get on with its usual job of burning fat. So if you want to lose fat fast, then you have to get rid of toxins coming into your body on a daily basis. Another thing is that toxins blunt the signals of your hormones. We'll talk about hormones in a later seminar, so I won't go into that in too much detail, but you should know that toxins do blunt the signals of your hormones. Also, toxins poison your cells as well. If your cells are poisoned, they're not going to work as efficiently, which is going to end up leading to gaining fat. But also as well, toxins lead to your body retaining fat and water to protect yourself from the toxins. So if you have more fat in your body and more water, it blunts the effects of these toxins, because they're not flying around the body, they're stored in the fat, they're stored in the water, so it's not going to have as bad effect on your body. So that's why people can gain weight just by having toxins in the body. So it's very, very important this week and throughout the whole of the 8 weeks in fact that we're not putting in any toxins into our body, so you get healthy fast and you can lose weight fast. The most important thing at the start of any diet is detoxing. Now, in order to detox, first of all, you need to stop putting toxins into your body. That's the first most important thing. Once you'd stop putting them in, your liver can do what it's designed to do, which is to burn fat, but also and get rid of all the stored toxins which are in your fat cells and stored in the water. So stop putting them in, your liver can start getting rid of all the stored ones as well. But then after you've stopped putting them in, you want to give your body the nutrients it needs in order to speed up detoxification. If your body's getting lots of vitamins and minerals, it's going to work far more efficiently. This detoxification process is going to speed up faster, which means you can get the fat burning faster. So cut out the toxins, eat lots of good foods, get healthy. It's going to help you lose weight very, very fast. Now, most people on detoxing think you need to do some sort of intense cleanse. There's ones where you just have grapefruits or different, just eating apples, or there's loads of different intense cleanses out there, but you really don't have to do an intense cleanse. They're just designed to make money. If you want to detox, don't put in any foods with toxins. Eat good foods, and that's all you have to do, and that's what this week one is. It's a detox. It's not one of these stupid intense cleanses where you cut out all other foods. It's just cutting out toxins, eating really good foods, detoxing the body, and allowing you to start burning that fat. So throughout the 8 weeks, you're going to completely change your body at the end of the 8 weeks. Now, detoxing the body isn't just important for losing weight fast. It's also important because if you don't do this, excess toxins and nutritional deficiency is the fastest way to get sick and die. Now, if the body is getting lots of toxins into it, it's going to be poisoned. If you're not getting lots of nutrients, your body's going to break down. If your body's breaking down, it's got lots of toxins, it's going to start to break down, and eventually it's going to lead to you dying. So if the body is getting the right nutrients in and it's getting toxins in, the body can often tolerate this insult from the toxins. It can detox, but we don't want to just be able to maintain this and just happily go along. We want your body to work as best it can, which means both getting rid of the toxins and eating really, really fast, because we want you to live a long and happy life. So that's why we want to get your detox first at the start of this program. Now, if you're not healthy, your body goes through a little cycle in how to get sick and die. So it goes through six stages. The first stage is homeostasis, where everything's in balance within your body. Now, no one ever has this, so we'll just rule that one out, because your body can never ever be perfect. It's just physically impossible. Now, after this, you go into pathophysiological change, then it goes to pathomorphological change, then you get symptoms, then you get disease, and the final one is death. The closer you are to homeostasis, the more healthy you're going to be. So that's what we're going to try and aim to get towards, this homeostasis, for the whole out of this 8 week program. So after homeostasis, the first one you go to is pathophysiological change, which is changes in the internal environment, such as hormone imbalances, blood sugar imbalances, inflammation. Then the second stage is pathomorphological change, which is physical adaptations to your body, such as postural changes, cysts, anything that changes inside your internal body. After this, then you start getting symptoms such as pain and bleeding. Then there's disease such as cancer, coronary heart disease, diabetes, and then these all lead to death. So basically, we want to get you towards homeostasis. So if you're anywhere around here, don't worry, you can move back up the stages and move more towards homeostasis by being healthy. So it's not the end of the world. But the further down here you are, the closer you are to actually dying, the more unhealthy you are. So the faster you move towards homeostasis and being healthy, the faster you're going to lose weight, and the faster you're going to lose body fat as well. According to naturopathic medicine, there's a hierarchy to the organ system that explains the breakdown in the human body in a very simple yet very accurate way. Now, the body is very intelligent and protects the two most vital organs, which are your brain and your heart. It protects them at all costs, and in most instances, break down in the following sequence. So, level 1 is the skin, level 2 the colon, level 3 the liver, level 4 the reproductive organs, level 5 the kidneys and lungs, and then level 6 and heart. So this typically is the order that your body begins to break down. So if you're on any of these scales as well, if you're getting healthier, it moves back up the levels. If you're getting unhealthier, it moves down these levels, starting at number 1, then 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. So if you've got problems with your brain and heart, then you're really ill. kidneys and lungs, and you've got to make massive changes to your diet. Same for your reproductive organs. If you've just got problems with your skin and your colon, your digestive system, then it's not too bad, but you still want to get healthier, because we don't want you to move you further down these levels and further towards being unhealthy and towards your body breaking down. So let's take a look at the hierarchy in action. So client starts out with dull hair, poor nails, cold hands and feet, as well as skin problems like eczema, rashes, dry skin, boils, acne, etc. Now people ignore these, just think it's normal, it's natural, or they might take some sort of medication to suppress them. Now if you're taking medications that don't get rid of the problems, they just suppress it, they just like mask the problems, so it doesn't go away. They're trying to cure at the effect end. What you need to do is do get rid of the cause rather than the effect, which I'll talk about in a couple of minutes. But if they ignore these and suppress them, then they ends up getting constipated, diarrhea, indigestion, heartburn. Again, people ignore them, suppress them through medications, and it ends up getting liver symptoms such as pales, asthma, gallstones, hay fever. If that's suppressed or ignored, then you might get sexual or reproductive dysfunction, you might get erection problems, you might get problems with your reproduction system as well, anything like that. After that, if they're ignored as well, you might start getting problems with your kidneys, you may start frequent urination, you may get cysts as well. If these are ignored, then typically you get respiratory problems, bronchitis, asthma, constant cough. If these are suppressed or ignored, then you get neurological, so then you might become depressed, low mood, anxiety, loss of coordination. And the final one is cardiovascular problems, so stroke, heart attack, coronary heart disease, heart failure as well. So if you feel that at the bottom of this list with cardiovascular problems, and you really really do need to get as healthy as fast as you possibly can before anything serious happens. So this is how it goes in the hierarchy. Start off with just little problems, get worse and worse and worse, but we can move back up the order and get you healthy fast. Just like you can get unhealthy, you can get healthier again if you do everything right. Constantine Herring come up with his law of cure, which he stated that the healing process would occur from above downwards, from within outwards, from the most important to the least important, and the reverse order of the appearance. So basically you can get healthier, but the symptoms and the diseases are going to reverse, and then they're going to come out with the ones that come beforehand. So I'll quickly explain what this means is, so if you've got diseases, any kinds, if you're starting to get healthier, then the symptoms might come out, disease will go away, you might get symptoms again like pain and bleeding, and then if you keep getting healthier, these symptoms might go away, you might get pathomorphical change, you might get cysts, anything like the pathomorphical changes. If you keep getting healthy again, then it'll go to physiological change in your internal organs, and eventually you go towards hormonal status. So if you do have disease, you are ill, it's not the end of the world, you can get healthy. But whilst you're getting healthy, you might get other problems occurring in the way. If this does happen, it is normal, so don't worry about that at all. So Herring's law in practice states that if you might have low mood or chest pain, that may improve, but it might break out in a rash. If you've got IBS, this may improve, but you might end up developing eczema as you get healthier. Or if you might have a cough or bronchitis, and that means change to diarrhea. So if all these little problems do start coming out, if you have got serious problems, don't worry, that is completely normal. It's your body moving back up that scale of the order of getting better again. So just as you go down the scale, you get unhealthier, you've got to go back up that scale in order to get healthier as well. So if these things do come out, don't worry, it is completely normal. It is meaning that you're fixing, you just need to keep eating healthy, and again, these problems will go away, and eventually you will start moving back and you'll start feeling great again. Now it's very important to know that your overall health is a direct reflection of the healthier cells. Healthy cells equal a healthy body, unhealthy cells equal a unhealthy body. Healthy cells are dependent upon getting the correct quantity and quality of nutrients that serve to maintain both their structure and their function. Now a way to look at this is like your cells being like a building site. Now in order for a building site to build things on it, it needs to get supplies to it. So these supplies in your body is like the vitamins and minerals that you need in order for your cells to work properly. Now, the trucks that are bringing all the supplies to the building is like the foods you're eating. So if a truck is turning up with lots of supplies, the building site is going to be able to build. People who are working on it are going to be able to build. Now, if the truck doesn't turn up with any supplies, nothing's going to happen. It's the same with your cells as well. Now, if you're eating lots of food that is junk food that doesn't have any vitamins and minerals in, your cells are not going to be able to do the job properly. Now, if you're eating foods with lots of vitamins and minerals in, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, it's going to be full of vitamins and minerals. It's going to get everything that your cells are going to get everything that it needs in order to work efficiently. So, in order to have a healthy body, you've got to have good foods coming in to give your cells what it needs in order to work, do the job properly. Now, if you've got healthy cells, you've got healthy tissue. If you've got healthy tissue, you've got healthy organs. If you've got healthy organs, you've got a healthy system. So the most important thing is getting all these vitamins and minerals in your body from eating good foods. So now, in order to do this, you're going to have to remove processed foods, sugar, food additives, alcohol, caffeine, dairy, wheat, gluten, low-fat products. So we're going to be removing them throughout the whole of the 8-week program. And now during it, we're going to be having lots of clean water, lots of fresh vegetables, lots of fresh fruit, lots of fresh meat, lots of fresh fish, lots of fresh poultry, lots of nuts and seeds, pulses, peas and beans, and coconut oil and olive oil to cook in as well. So if you're removing all them and adding all these good foods, you're going to cut out all the toxins and give your body everything it needs in order to be healthy. Now, if you want to see amazing results throughout the whole program, if you can afford it is important to eat organic foods. Now, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. But if you can afford organic foods, definitely eat them. Now, studies have shown there's up to 2,000% difference in nutrients between organic and non-organic foods. So it's a massive difference in the nutrients you're getting. Also, non-organic foods may have been preserved, coloured, hardened, softened, had antibiotic treated, any pesticides sprayed on them as well. So we want to try and cut them out where possible, because if you have lots of fruit and vegetables which aren't organic, it might have some chemicals in, you're not quite cutting out the amount of toxins you would be if you had organic foods, and they wouldn't quite have as many vitamins and minerals in. So if you can't afford it, definitely buy organic foods. And fresh foods as well contain more nutrients than frozen or tinned foods, so really stick to fresh foods when you're buying them. Now, you can see this photo at the bottom here. This was some plants. One was organically grown on the left, the others non-organically grown, and the ones that were organically grown grow a lot faster and a lot healthier. So you can see the photo, just the difference between these two plants here, and that's the same with foods. They're gonna, if they're organically grown, they're gonna have a lot more vitamins and minerals, they're gonna grow better, they're gonna be better for you. They're not gonna have as many pesticides on and toxins on. So wherever possible, eat organic. If you can't, don't worry, you'll still see amazing results. Most people have done this program haven't been able to buy organic foods and still seen amazing results. But if you can't eat organic, it's gonna massively improve your health. Especially if you've got any massive health problems, please pay the money to eat organic foods. If you don't have as any of the serious health problems, then you can get away with just the normal foods. But if you do have big health problems, I would definitely recommend eating organic foods throughout the 8-week program, because you will get healthier a lot faster. So spoke before about how toxins lead to fat gain, but now it's also important to know how nutritional deficiency leads to fat gain as well. So if you're not eating nutritious foods, you're going to have an increased calorie intake, because basically you're going to be keep wanting to eat in order to get nutrients. Now, hunger is a sign for your body to get more vitamins and minerals and nutrients into your body. It's not a sign to eat calories. So if you just keep giving yourself calorie dead foods, then you're going to keep getting these signals to eat, because you're not getting the vitamins and minerals that your body wants. So as soon as you start giving your body the vitamins and minerals you want, at the start, actually, you may get more signs for this. You may get more hungry, because your body's now getting what it needs and it's calling out, give me more, give me more. So at the start of a diet, you might get a little bit hungry at the start. It's not for calories, it's not for bad food, it's for more vitamins and minerals. So the more you eat, the more vitamins and minerals you get into your body, the better. But also as well, hormones are created from nutrients as well, and hormones control everything in your body. So if you're not creating hormones, hormones and you're not getting vitamins and minerals to create these hormones, you're going to have inefficient hormones, which means you're going to have an inefficient body. It's not going to be listening to the signals. It might end up storing fat. It's just your body's not going to work as efficiently without these vitamins and minerals in. Also, you're going to have a decreased metabolism as well. Without vitamins, minerals and nutrients, you're going to struggle to maintain your muscle mass. Now, your muscle mass is directly linked to your metabolism. The more muscle you have, your faster metabolism. So having lots of nutrients in your diet, being healthy, bigger muscle mass, faster metabolism, faster weight loss as well. And also, nutritional deficiency leads to unhealthy cells as well, and in turn, unhealthy organs. If your cells are unhealthy, you can lead to fat gain. If you've got unhealthy organs, they're not going to be working. You're not going to be digesting foods properly. If you're not digesting foods properly, then this is going to also lead to weight gain as well, because you're going to be carry on being hungry. Your body's going to call now for more calories. So it's important, really important, to get all these nutrients, vitamins and minerals into your body. So most people feel sorry for themselves and don't actually take the blame that if they've got any disease. Now, if you do have disease, any kind of dysfunction, then it is your own fault, and there's been things that you put in there that have caused this. It doesn't just happen. Now, it's not, might not be your fault, because you might not have known about this in the past, but the stomach's been there. You don't just get unhealthy with anything. You eat the foods, bad foods, you might not exercise, so you've got to take some responsibility for it. So most people as well try and change at the effect end. They try give themselves some supplements, or they try and take some medications to lose weight or to get healthy, and that's not how you want to do it. You've got to remove the cause and remove the problem in order to get healthy, in order to lose weight as well. So rather than feeling sorry for yourself, get to the root of the problem, which is your nutrition. So eat good food is really going to get you healthy. It's going to prevent you getting sick and dying. It's going to help you lose weight as well. Now, the human body should be able to cope with most insults from toxins and stuff through detoxification, because that's what your liver does. It detoxes all these toxins out of your body. However, most of the time we're not getting good foods into our body, so we're not detoxing properly, which is why our body begins to break down. So very, very important that we detox and cleanse the body, replenish the body's nutrients, which means we're going to be eliminating bad foods throughout the program and eating lots of good nutritious foods as well. Now, throughout the program, like I've mentioned before, but especially this week, throughout the April program, we're going to use different methods, but this week is all about following the principle of eating natural foods, which means removing processed foods, sugar, food additives, alcohol, caffeine, dairy, wheat, gluten, low-fat products, and adding in clean water, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, fresh meat, fresh fish, fresh poultry, nuts and seeds, pulses, beans and beans, and oils to cook in as well. So that's what we're going to be eating this week in particular. So one of the methods we're going to use this week is preemptive eating. Now, this means eating before you get hungry. So actually, our bodies are designed to go out and seek food. Now, thousands of years ago, as a survival mechanism, as we're relaxing, our body would get hungry, so we'd have to go out and hunt, find food, go out and chase, kill food. That's what I had to do back then. But nowadays, our environment against us, it'll send out signals for hunger, but because there's a McDonald's on every corner, there's Greggs, there's corner shops where you can buy sweets, it's against us. So we'll get a signal for hunger, we can go into out very quickly and buy some food, and it's completely against us when it comes to weight loss. So preemptive eating before you get hungry, is going to help work against our environment. It's going to protect us against from hunger, send us out and eating bad food. So if we're eating foods regular, we're not getting hungry, it's going to prevent us from having eating bad foods on the go. Also, preemptive eating also helps to balance your blood sugar as well. If you have big periods without food, your blood sugar tends to peak and dip throughout the day. Whereas if you eat regular foods as well, it's going to keep your blood sugar more balanced. If you've got a balanced blood sugar, you're going to have balanced energy, and you're not going to want to crave sugary foods as well. Also, preemptive eating helps us to build health as well fast. The more foods, good foods you get into your body, the quicker you're going to get healthy, the quicker you're going to lose weight. And also, your preemptive eating reduces your hunger and cravings as well. Because you've got energy throughout the day, then you're not going to have low energy, you're not going to be hungry, you're not going to be craving foods. Now, Preemptive eating means eating before you get hungry. If you get hungry, then you've got more chance of cheating on your diet, and that's where a lot of diets can go wrong. They don't have you eating before you get hungry, they just say like 3 meals a day or whatever. You'll get hungry, so you haven't used willpower. Preemptive eating stops you using willpower. So this means eating 5 to 6 meals per day this week, to make sure you're getting lots of good foods in, you're never going hungry, which means also eating every 2 to 4 hours as well, so eating very regular. So you're never going to let yourself go hungry this week. Now, it might mean eating smaller portions than what you normally do. If you eat massive portions, you're probably not going to eat 5 to 6 meals per day. Now, if you can't eat 5 to 6 big meals per day, it's completely fine, because we're not interested in your calories this week. It's just eating as much good foods to get you healthy again. And also, very important is to eat till you're satisfied and not till you're full. Most people go wrong with this. They eat until they're feeling bloated, until they feel really, really full. But it's very important, just eat until you feel satisfied. Especially this week, with eating 5 to 6 meals, eat till you feel satisfied. Stop. 2-3 hours later, you'll have another small meal, and you're going to feel great doing this week, getting lots of good foods in your body, never feeling hungry, feeling great throughout the week. But the most important thing is be prepared. Now, if you don't prepare your foods in advance and you're not prepared for this week, it's going to be really, really tough. If you're having to cook meals one at a time, every time, for like 5 times throughout the day, it's going to be really tough. So be prepared, cook your meals in advance, prepare them in advance, and this week will be a lot easier to follow. It's also very important this week and throughout the diet to eat protein at every single meal and snack you have. Now, if you don't have protein in your diet at that meal, it stimulates your fat storing hormone insulin. Now, so it's very important to have protein in, because it blunts this insulin effect. But also as well, protein stimulates glucagon, which helps you to mobilize fat to be burned. So we'll go through this a bit more about your hormones in seminar 3. But for now, this is just what you need to know. You must have protein at every single meal that you have, and snack as well. Protein also helps you to build and maintain your muscle mass. The more muscle you have, you're faster in metabolism. Now, protein, eating lots of protein for a woman isn't going to turn you into a man, so don't worry about that. It's going to help you maintain your muscle, help keep you having a nice fast metabolism, which is going to help you lose weight as well. But also, protein is less calorie dense than less carbs and fat. So if every bit of protein that you eat the same size carbs and fat, there's going to be less calories in it. Now, I know I'm not going, calories isn't one of the best ways to lose weight. It does matter, but it's one of the last things you look for. But at the end of the day, if you're eating protein, more protein, it's going to have less calories in. Also, eating protein is thermogenic, and it uses calories to break it down. So whilst you're eating your protein, it actually causes your body to work harder. So you're actually breaking down more calories just to eat it. Protein also helps you feel full for longer as well, far more longer than what carbs do. Knowing if you eat carbs, you're craving carbs again within half an hour, an hour. Protein fills you up longer, so you're not going to feel as hungry throughout the program. And good sources of protein are meat, fish, poultry. You do get protein and bitten pulses, bitten nuts as well, getting an eggs, but mainly main protein you want, which has got all the amino acids in, are meat, fish, poultry. Any other kind of protein source that doesn't have the full spectrum of amino acids in, so you want to stick every single meal and snack you have must have some sort of meat, fish, poultry, and including that poultry, you can have eggs as well at every single meal and snack. So like I said before, if possible, eat organic foods as well, because it is a massive difference between non-organic foods and organic foods. If you can't afford them, completely don't worry about it, but if you can, definitely eat organic food throughout the program. It's going to have more vitamins and minerals, and it's going to have less toxins, so you're going to be healthier, especially if you've got any health problems as well. It's very important if you've got health problems to eat organic foods. So another thing, throughout the whole program as well, we've got to be drinking lots of water. Now, the average human body is made up of 60 to 70% water. Now, some scientists say it's even more than that, so water is very, very important. So it's important that you've got lots coming in throughout the whole day. Now, cells need your water for the chemical reactions to take place. If you're not getting water into the cells, then they're not going to work. They're going to pretty much drown. They're going to not work as effectively, and they're going to start dying. Also, water helps transport your hormones and nutrients around the body as well. It's important for that. Your water aids digestion. If you're not drinking enough water, you're not going to digest foods as well. Water helps flush out toxins from the body as well. So especially this week, drink lots of water because we're trying to detox this week. More water you drink, faster you're going to detox, faster you lose weight. Now, even 3% dehydration can lead to fatigue and decrease the strength by 10%. So that's a tiny bit of dehydration has a massive influence on your body, so make sure you stay fully dehydrated throughout this whole program, especially week one as well. So when we're drinking lots of water, it has to be pure water. Now try limit tap water. If you have to drink tap water, drink it. It's better than drinking pop or juice or anything like that. You can't drink it, but ideally it wants to be purified. So you can do this for reverse osmosis, but know that to do that, it costs a good few £100 to get something put into your house to do that. Or you can filter it or distill your water as well, which are a lot cheaper methods, but preferably should be purified. Tap water has some chemicals in which can mess with your hormones, but the tap water is far healthier than drinking pops and juices. So if you have to, drink tap water, but if not, drink purified water. Now you can buy bottled water from the shops as well. If you do, make sure it's natural spring water or well water that you're buying. And throughout the day, you should be drinking between 3 and 4 liters of water per day. Now aim for 3.5. It's a good number to add for. If you struggle to do this, have a couple of glasses before every single meal you have. If you do that throughout the day for your 5 meals, then you're going to get your water intake as well. But a good way I normally do is have a bottle of water with us all the time, so I'm always drinking little sips of water. But very important to drink lots of water. Now you may get a bit bored of the water, so you can add a bit of lemon to it. So just a slice of lemon or a slice of lime, put it in, gives you a little bit of taste, especially this week as you're getting used to it, because you probably haven't drank this much water before. And also, if you're drinking this much more, I can lead you to want to go to the toilet quite a bit. Now, a good way to get around this is to add a pinch of organic sea salt in it. Now, your body is designed, it used to live thousands of years ago, water which had salt in it. Now we just have pure water. But if you add a little pinch of organic sea salt, your body digests it better into the cells, and then you won't need to go to the toilet as much and flush out. But if you do go to the toilet as much, don't worry, because it's just your body detoxing, getting used to it. But after a week or so, your body will start to get used to having this much water intake coming into your body. So let's have a look at the allowable foods for this week. So every week you're going to get an allowable food list of foods you can't have. You will find it on the website for that week, a list to go through to keep it simple. But you're probably thinking, if I'm eating healthy, what can I eat? Well, there is a massive variety of foods you can eat. There really, really is. There's hundreds of different kinds of vegetables, lots of meat, loads of food you can have. It's not that restrictive, to be honest. It is lots. So let's have a look. So this week you can eat meat. Now you should have meat, poultry, fish at every single meal you have. So you can have this beef, lamb, chicken, loads of different kinds of things you can have. So meats, you've got the beef, bison, lamb, pork, rabbit, venison, wild game, heart, kidney and liver. Now if you are to eat heart, kidney and liver, they must be organic, because otherwise they're going to be very toxic, especially these meats there. So make sure if you eat heart, kidney or liver, they must be organic only. Poultry, you can have chicken, duck, game birds, goose, pheasant, quail, turkey and all eggs as well. Fish, all these fish on here, catfish, cod, crab, crayfish, flounder. I'm not going to go for them all because you've got the list on the website, but lots of different kinds of fish you can have here. Vegetables again. Now, lots of vegetables. The ones that have got a star beside them are ones that I want you to try and have lots of, because they've got properties that are going to help you lose weight faster. Things like asparagus, avocado, broccoli, sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower, garlic. Now, all vegetables are really good for you. The ones with the stars on, I want you to try and focus on having a little bit extra of. Also, kale is really good as well on this one. Spinach is great for you. So all these vegetables, eat as big a variety you can throughout this week. Fruit, lots of different fruit you can have this week. This week I want you to try and get as many different fruits. Eat fruits that you've never had before. If you've never had guava, have some of that. Gooseberries, papaya, loganberries. Get lots in. Again, I've stored blackberries, blueberries, grapefruit. These are great fruits I want you to get in your body, all with good fat burning properties to them. Kiwi fruit as well. Lemon, add a slice of lemon to your water. You've also got pineapple, raspberries, and yeah, strawberry as well. All great fruits, so eat as big a variety as you can. So it is lots of different food you can have this week. And also, this week you can have pulses, peas, and beans as well. So lots of different beans you can have on there: kidney beans, lentils, azuki beans, white beans. Lots of different things you have. You might not have cooked with these before, but you can simply go on the internet, find out how to cook them, and chickpeas as well. Lots of different things, but remember, they must be organic, they must be fresh, must be natural as well. Lots of nuts you can have as well, and seeds, almonds, really good. Brazil nuts as well contain lots of good vitamins and minerals. Lots of seeds as well you can have: pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, poppy seeds. So lots of seeds you can have this week as well. So again, you'll find this on the website under your allowable food list. Also, you can cook in lots of oils and fats. You can cook in almond oil, canola oil, extra virgin olive oil, extra virgin coconut oil. You'll have to buy that off the internet though. Coconut butter is also great to cook in as well. So lots of great oils and fats to cook in. Now, very important as well, to give your food some taste, is to add lots of herbs and spices. Now, you can use all these herbs and spices onto your food, but I have put a star next to some of the ones that have got fat burning properties, like garlic, cinnamon, ginger, cayenne pepper. All got fat burning properties which can help you lose weight, so make sure you add them. But as well, make sure they're organic and fresh as well, wherever possible. Dried may be used, but preferably, if you can, make sure they're fresh. So the more different herbs and spices you have, because they've all got different properties which are really good for your body, so use as many different ones as you can. Now, it's very, very, very important this week to vary the foods you eat. Now, don't just eat the same, like chicken and broccoli, like you find a lot of people do. Vary the foods you eat. If you keep eating the same foods, you're going to end up having food intolerances, sensitivities, and vitamin and mineral imbalances, because you're just going to be eating the same vitamins and minerals. So really, especially this week, eat a bigger variety of food. Try and eat as many foods on the list as possible. Try and go through them all if you can, and try to avoid eating the food more than 2 to 3 times per week. It's a bit harder for than me, but especially eating 5 to 6 meals a day, but especially the vegetables. Try not to eat it more than 2 or 3 times. Eat a massive variety of foods. The bigger the variety, the bigger you build health, the more vitamins and minerals you're going to get in your body. Quicker you're going to be healthier, the quicker you're going to lose weight as well. So in order to vary the foods, good things to do is choose 3 to 4 meats, 2 to 3 sorts of poultry, 3 to 4 varieties of fish, and keep rotating through them throughout the whole week if you want, or eat as many, go through them all on there, but choose them and rotate them. So don't try and eat like chicken all day, steak the next day, fish the next day. Rotate through them throughout the day wherever possible as well. Also, choose a minimum of 12 vegetables and 10 fruits to rotate through this week, or eat as many as you can on the list. Now, it's a perfect opportunity this week to eat vegetables and fruits you've never ate before. Now, the more different variety you get, you're gonna get healthier faster, so really do it. Now, I also really want to eat lots of broccoli, cauliflower, sprouts, cabbage, because these really do help with fat burning, especially for women in particular as well. So at least 5 meals during this week, I want you to have some of these vegetables in. And also this week, sulfurous vegetables are very, very important because they help speed up detoxification. So garlic, onions, asparagus, shallots, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower and sprout. Eat lots of them this week. Speed up detoxification, which is going to help you lose weight fast. So one of the biggest reasons people fail on any diet is lack of preparation. So I'm going to go on about this every week. You've got to prepare to make this diet work. So before you start the diet, go out there, throw all the bad foods, and you don't want any bad foods in the house. If there's bad foods, you're going to have to use willpower, and willpower only lasts so long. If there's nothing in your house, it's going to be far easier to do. Now, I also want you to plan out your meals in advance for 7 days. Now, I've given you a 7-day meal planner. So every Thursday, plan out your seven days meals starting from the next Monday. I want you to do this every single week. It massively helps with the program. If you know what you're eating, you can make a shopping list, make sure you've got all the foods in as well. And there's no excuse for not following the diet, because it's written down, it's planned into your day, you know when you're doing it, and you can start to cook these in advance as well. Also, make a shopping list once you have as well. Now, you should ideally shop 2 to 3 times a week, so make a shopping list for the first half of the week, shopping list for the end of the week. I don't want you to be going out there and buying loads of food and never eating them and just wasting lots of money. So if you plan your meals, plan your shopping list, it's going to save you money and you're not going to waste food as well. That's the last thing you want, is spending loads of money on foods that you're never eating. Now, it's very important to shop before you run out of food as well. Never let your be in the house with no food in the house, because if you do that, you'll end up got more chance of cheating out on your diet. So make sure you've always got good foods in your house as well. And also, one of the biggest things I think you should do is pre-cook and prepare foods that you can eat on the go as well. So if you're having to cook 5 meals a day, it's gonna be hard work. So if you pre-cook on an evening or a morning, all your meals for that day or for the next day, it's going to be a lot easier. But also prepare foods like boiled eggs, have nuts lying around, so if you do get a little bit hungry and you want a little bit snack there, you don't have to go and make it. 'Cause if you start having to make foods, it becomes a lot more difficult. So you want to have foods that are there ready to eat on the go. So preparing and cooking the meals in advance. So you might want to cook more than one meal at a time, like I said. So instead of cooking it every time, on a night time you can cook all 5 meals for the next day, put them in Tupperware boxes, and then you can take them to work with you, eat each meal as you want to as well. A slow cookers are good, so you can put your meat, whatever you're making, in the slow cooker in the morning. By the time you come back in the evening from work, it's going to be all cooked for you. So you want to make it as easy as possible, and preparing is the best way to do that. If you just eat on the go and you're never prepared, it's gonna be very hard, this diet. So make sure you're prepared, you've always got good foods with you, you've always cooked your meals in advance, and just making sure you're preparing. So just remember these 7 P's of preparation. Proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. So if you're not preparing, the diet is gonna be very hard to stick to, you're not gonna see as good results. So please make sure you take the time to prepare your meals in advance. Prepare the meals with using the 7-day meal planner. Prepare your shopping list. Cook and prepare your meals in advance as well. It's going to save time, it's going to save you money, and you're going to see far better results at the end of the program. So it's also very important throughout the program to keep track. So I want you to keep a food diary, which is in the Empower Journal, which you get. It helps keep you accountable to it. So if you're not held accountable, you can do what you want, but if you write down every single thing you eat, then it's going to keep you more accountable. Yes, you plan it in advance, but sometimes things can change. So write it down into the Empower Journal as well. But also the Empower Journal keeps track of your exercise, and it also helps keep you motivated as well. It gives you daily little tasks to keep you motivated on track. So make sure you're filling them in. If you're not filling it in, you're not doing it. If not, something's going wrong with the diet and you need to ask me in the Facebook group, I can't help you. So if you've got this filled in, I can ask you. Send me your Empower Journal so I can see what you've been eating, exactly what you're doing, and I can give you some advice on what you've been doing wrong or where you can go better. So it really is important. If you want my help, what I can help you if you fill in this Empower Journal. If you don't, then I can't help you. I can't give you any advice. So please fill it in. It's also going to keep you a lot more motivated filling it in just daily. It's going to take a little bit of effort at the start. But in order to lose weight, it does take effort. It takes a conscious effort to make things a habit. Now, if you do fill in the journal throughout the program, you're going to be more accountable. You're going to be a lot more likely to carry on this diet after the 8 weeks as well, because it's going to be embedded in you. It's going to become a habit more. So when you start this diet, you might feel a little bit rubbish at the first. This is because you're detoxing, which can take anywhere between 7 to 21 days to fully detox. So some of the common signs you might get: aches, constipation, dehydration, depression, diarrhea, fatigue, insomnia, joint pain, loss of appetite, nausea, anything on your more thirsty, normal, skin rashes, headache. Anything on here is a sign that your body's detoxing. So don't worry about if it's coming up, it's actually a good sign. It's because all these toxins are coming out your body, and it can just lead to any of this happening. Now, the better your detoxification organs were, the faster it'll be. The less efficient they are, the longer it's going to take. So some people might detox within a day or two, other people's will take longer. Don't worry, everyone's unique in the detoxification. So just keep on with the program, and I promise you will get over that and you'll start to feel great. So not everyone will get all these symptoms as well. So some people will, some people won't. So if you do get them or you don't worry, you're going to be getting healthy anyway. Now, these symptoms are caused by a backlog in toxins trying to come out the system, similar to a traffic jam. Now, all the cars are coming off the motorway nice and happily, but all of a sudden you're not putting in any more toxins, you're eating good foods. So it's like the toxins, there's more and more coming because they're now coming out of your stored fat and the stored water. They're releasing them into your body, so there's more toxins trying to get out your body, trying to get off this motorway like cars do, and it'll just lead to a like blockage and it doesn't get out as quick, so that in your body makes you feel a bit rubbish. But as soon as your detoxification is working really well, that eventually all the toxins get out your body and you'll start to feel great again. You'll start to lose weight very, very rapidly as soon as you've detoxified as well. All your health problems will begin to clear up, hair and skin will improve, energy levels will increase, and you're going to massively reduce your chance of illness and disease as well throughout the program. So this isn't going to happen overnight, it's going to be out throughout the 8 weeks, but you're going to see massive improvements to your skin, hair, whole life, not just losing weight by following this program. So I've also got a few lifestyle tips for you to follow. So now, eating healthy is good, doing exercise, motivation, but there's a bit more to losing weight as well. Some of these little lifestyle tips that I'm going to give you. So first one of the most important ones is sleep. Now, sleep is absolutely essential for optimal results. Now, lack of sleep disrupts your hormones, increases hunger and cravings, interferes with your ability to metabolize carbs, increases stress levels, which is cortisol as well. So it's massive for your body. Now, if you're not getting enough sleep, you can gain weight no matter how healthy you do or how much good your nutrition is or how much you exercise. If you're not sleeping well, then you can't gain weight anyway. So sleep also acts as a hormone reset as well. So throughout the night, your hormones balance back out to normal. Now, so between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 p.m., this is when your body recovers. 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., this is when your mind recovers. This is through your circadian rhythm, which has been happening through thousands of years. Your body, over generations, got used to being asleep at these times. So these are the times that your body recovers during these periods. So if you're not asleep by 10 o'clock, then you're going to miss out on time for your body recovering. Now, if you don't go to sleep till midnight, that's 2 hours where your body recovers. So your muscles aren't going to recover properly. And then if you go to sleep even later, your mind's not going to recover. So it's very important to be asleep by 10 o'clock at least 5 nights of the week, very, very late, it's 10:30. And you should also aim to get 8 hours sleep per night as well, so you're feeling nice and refreshed throughout the program. The room you're sleeping in must be pitch black as well to release melatonin to help you recover. If it's not dark, there's lights on, you're not going to release as much melatonin, you're not going to recover as well. So make sure it's a pitch dark room, really black, sleep by bed at 10 p.m. Now, it might struggle at the start. If you normally go to sleep at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's gonna be hard going to sleep at 10. It might take you 5 days, 10 days going to sleep every night. But make sure you go to bed, lights off, close your eyes at 10 o'clock every night, even if you're lying there for a few hours. If you keep doing that every night, you'll get in the habit, and after a few days you'll start to be able to fall asleep earlier and earlier, and eventually you will start to go to sleep at 10 o'clock. Now, to help you to go to sleep better as well, try reading a book instead of watching TV. The TV on, the flashing lights helps keep you awake, so read a book instead. Avoid anything physically and mentally stimulating before bed as well. Turn your lights down a few hours before bed, and especially avoid lights above you, because if there's lights above you, it's like the sun there, so your body tends to think that it's like the daytime. So make sure any lights above you are turned off. You can also do deep breathing exercises, meditate, and also sex before bed as well helps you fall asleep as well, just helps you relax. So another one we've got, a very important lifestyle tip, is reducing stress. So stress reduction throughout the whole of the 8 weeks is vital for your overall health. Now, when you're stressed, it releases cortisol. This can be any kind of stress, from stuck in a traffic jam to work, money stresses, and if it releases cortisol, this can break down your muscle, because cortisol is your breaking down hormone, and it can also direct fat to be stored around your stomach. You've got an organ behind your stomach called the great omentum, and if your liver can't soak up the cortisol because it's detoxing or it's got too much toxins in, or any other reasons your liver's working for all its other jobs, then your great omentum sucks up the cortisol and gets bigger, and leads to you getting that big, yeah, belly kind of look. So that's because of cortisol. So reducing stress is really going to shrink down your stomach. So throughout the 8 weeks, try and reduce as much stress as possible. Now, stress also disrupts your other hormones, such as insulin, which can lead to diabetes, and also your thyroid, which is your hormone gland, which is responsible for your metabolism. So if it disrupts that, you might have a low thyroid and your metabolism won't be as high. So some stress reduction techniques include exercise. That's one of the best ones. Hundreds of years ago, If we become stressed, it was normally because we were fighting or hunting, so we'll be chasing after animals or fighting, which is exercise. So that's one of probably the best way to reduce stress is exercise. But people, when they're stressed, tend to cut out exercise. Yoga's great, Tai Chi, Qigong. Sex is good for reducing stress. It releases hormones that go against the stress as well. Getting a massage, visualization, emotional freedom technique, hypnosis. Listening to music, deep breathing, meditation, also just balancing work and recreation out as well, making sure you're not working too much, you're actually enjoying your life, and getting rid of the cause completely. I don't mean going and killing your boss at work or anything like that, but just limiting the actual cause of the stress can be a great way of doing it as well. So this is not just throughout the 80s, for the whole of your life, you want to reduce the stress as much as possible. You can, a couple of nights a week, preferably every day, taking half an hour out every day to use one of these techniques just to relax, or at the very least a couple of times a week, just take time out, chill out, relax, and you'll see much better fat loss results if you do reduce your stress. Now, exercising this program, it's not essential for the program to see results. A lot of people have done this program, haven't done any exercise, and still seen amazing results. However, I have found people who have exercised have lost more weight than they haven't, so it's not essential, but you will lose more weight. Now, diet without exercise has been shown to slow your metabolism and increases your chances of weight gain after the program. So if you exercise, it helps to maintain your muscle mass, keeps your metabolism high. So at the end of the 8 weeks, you've got a high metabolism, and you're going to be a lot more likely to maintain these results after the program as well. So also, if you're not following the diet quite as strictly, exercise helps you to maintain your results. So it's really good to get into a habit now at the start of the program, get into the habit of exercising at least 3 times a week, and it's going to get you in the habit for afterwards. So you continue your these results after the program, you continue being healthy as well. Also, exercise helps to sculpt your body and change the shape of your physique as well. So if you want to completely change your physique, then you have to exercise. If you're just doing the nutrition, you're gonna lose fat around it. But if you want to look better, you want to be more toned, then you're gonna have to do the exercise as well on top. Also, exercise is essential for your health as well. Your body's designed to move. It's not designed to sit around at desks and do nothing, watching TV. Your body is designed to move. So if you want to be healthy, you've got to do some exercise. So including this program, you've got a gym workout plan you can do, or you've got some at-home exercise plan, which takes 20 minutes, so there's really no excuse for not doing the exercise. All you need is 20 minutes, it's all body weight, and you can do that at home, or you can do the gym workout program. Either one's great, whichever one you want to do. If you want to join a gym or you're a member of a gym, go do that one, or you can do the home exercise plan. Even if you want to do them both and do the at home exercise plan twice a week and the gym one 3 times a week, and you really want to see good results, you can do that as well. But it's very important long term that you do exercise. You are using your body for what it's designed for, which is moving and exercising. So as well, throughout the program, a lot of people come to us about eating out as well. Now, it's important to not let things make decisions for you. You've got to make choices yourself. So you've got to choose the healthiest place, choose the healthiest meal, and don't be afraid to ask for something not on the menu. Ask them to cook in different oils, order some extra vegetables. Just don't be afraid to make choices for you. Don't let it be decided. Don't let someone else choose the place for you, choose your meal for you. Make the best choices possible. Remember, this is only 8 weeks. I really want you to follow it 100% 8 weeks. Ideally, you wouldn't go out, you'll cook all the food yourself, but if you do, then just choose the healthiest place, choose the healthiest meals. Don't be afraid to leave certain foods that are on your plate. Don't feel like you have to eat them to please other people. Leave them. Ask the waiter. If you feel a bit badass in front of everyone, once you've ordered the meal, sneak off, pretend you're going to the toilet, go and speak to the waiter and ask them to change it and bring it out for you. And they won't have a problem with that. Just make sure that you do choose the healthiest possible option so you're all following the diet and don't go off track throughout it. So, also some little sneaky weight loss tricks I've learned along the way, which on top of your diet, which you can't follow. First one, drinking ice cold water. So some German studies showed that ice cold water can speed up your metabolism by 30% for 2 to 3 hours. So just drinking ice cold water instead of room temperature can speed up your metabolism. Drink 2 to 3 glasses of water of ice as soon as you wake up as well. so I should say ice water as soon as you wake up. Kickstart your metabolism, rehydrate you as well. Now it doesn't have to be ice water, just 2 glasses of water in the morning rehydrates you. So overnight, 8 hours not sleeping, your body's going to be dehydrated. Quicker you get some water in your body, quicker you're going to be feeling better as well. Another one is if you do get cravings and you don't want to eat more, you've had your meals, your 5-6 meals, then go brush your teeth as well. So it has a subliminal effect not to dirty your teeth. So if you brush your teeth, you don't want to dirty them straight after. But also peppermint in particular has been shown to kill cravings. Another thing as well is drink green tea. Throughout the program, you can drink green tea most weeks, and especially drink it before workout. It's got EGCG in it, which boosts your metabolism. So drinking green tea before workout, little tip, give you a little bit of energy, speed up your metabolism so you lose more weight. Also, massive thing to do is eat grapefruit. Now, grapefruit lowers your insulin. Insulin's your storing hormone, which can store fat. So if you've got grapefruit, it can help you lose weight a lot faster. And it's been shown in studies, people have had grapefruit to diet and nothing else have lost weight. So try and eat grapefruit at least a couple of times a week. Also, eat avocado as well. Very good fats in the avocado. Not bad fats, are not going to help you lose weight. These good fats are actually going to help you lose weight. Balance your insulin levels, so eat lots of avocado as well. Also, don't shop if you're hungry. If you do, you're more likely to make poor food choices, so make sure you're not hungry when you go shopping. Or good thing is to shop after a good workout as well. It's also important to eat lots of cruciferous vegetables throughout the program, such as broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, sprouts and kale. These contain phytochemicals which fight against xenoestrogens, which helps lead to weight gain, so eating lots of them. Eat sulfurous vegetables such as onion, shallot, garlic, leek. These help speed up detoxification, especially this week. This week's all about getting detoxifying, so eat lots of them. Use lots of herbs, spices, especially ginger, cinnamon, cayenne, garlic. They've been shown to help burn body fat. Now as well, like I said before in the first video, you are what you eat, but more importantly, you are what you digest. So it's very important to digest your foods. Now to help that, you should chew your food at least 20 times. Turn it to mush just helps it digest better. If you just put it in your mouth, bite it, chew your food once or twice, it's still going to be a solid food, so it's a lot harder to digest. You've got less chance of getting all these vitamins and minerals in your body. So take your time, chew your food 20 times, make sure it's mush, swallow it, you're going to digest it better, get more vitamins and minerals into you, you're going to feel healthier. But as well, it's also going to make you feel fuller faster as well, so you don't overeat if you chew your food slower as well. Also, when you're at work or out and about, use the stairs instead of the exercise, instead of using the escalators, you're going to burn more calories that way. Just any little bit extra exercise can help. If you use the bus, get off one stop earlier and walk the last little bit. Any extra activity is great, because often you sat around at work all day, or you come back, you sat at the house watching TV. So the more activity you do, the better. I have found as well, those people who have more active lifestyles lose weight. Not necessarily people who do more exercise, people who have more active lifestyles, people who go out for walks instead of sitting around the house, they will lose more weight. So be as active as possible. Yes, do your exercises, that's in the plan as well, but try and stay active, go out for walks instead of just sitting around the house all the time. Another great tip, if you've got a partner, have lots of sex. Your partner will love me for this one, but sex burns lots of calories, and you can burn up to 300 calories in a session, even more. But as well, it's fun, it's good for your hormones as well. Lots of benefits to having sex, so your partner will really like me for saying this, but it's going to burn calories, it's going to help you lose weight as well. One last little trick is watch comedies as well. Laughing has been shown to lower your blood glucose levels, so laugh as much as you can, and it's going to help you be healthier as well. So good luck with week one, and if you need any help, go to the Facebook group. You'll find everything that you need for this week on the week one page. So you've got the week one nutrition page, week one exercise, week one life coaching tab. Make sure you look at the allowable food list, only eat the foods on that food list. Remember, we're trying to build health this week, so eat lots and lots of good foods, as much as you can. Eat 5 to 6 meals a day, drink lots of water, cut out all the processed foods, and you're gonna start to feel great. Now, as well, this week, you're gonna, some people might gain a little bit of weight before they start losing it. In fact, this first week, I'll put on a half a stone in the first week, and then I lost 23 pounds overall. Now, it's because your body's not used to getting all these foods into the body, so it's holding on to them for a little bit. But as soon as I start coming in on a regular basis, you will start to drop fat. So this week is not necessarily a fat losing protocol week. This week is about getting healthy. So don't worry about your weight this week. But even if you put on a few pounds, some people might lose a ton of weight this week. Some people might gain a couple of pounds. Don't worry about your weight loss this week. It's all about being healthy, getting good foods into your body. The more foods you get into the body, the better. The bigger the variety of the foods, the better. The more foods, the more good foods you get into the body, the better. So don't worry about calories, don't worry about portion size. Just eat lots of good food, especially vegetables. Vegetables contain far more vitamins and minerals than what fruits do. So massive amounts of vegetables. Try and eat as different many ones as you can. Eat all the ones you've never tried before, and just do that. So if you have any questions or anything, then ask on the Facebook group. Otherwise, read through the life coaching tasks, go through them, follow the exercise program, look at the allowable food list, prepare your meals, and get started for week one. And good luck, and I will see you on the next seminar for week two.